Ah, Woodstock. You should have been there. So where were you mid-August of 69? Don't know if the planets were truly aligned, but it was Jimmy and Jerry with a bevy of babes. We were circling round in a rainbow haze. We were flying loud and never heard a sound. We had the biggest house on the concert ground. Well, it was raining naked in the mud and tents. The first mosh pit that would soon start that trend. People singing arm in arm. Well, there were thousands of people, twice as many hands. Double that by all the claps and the raised fists from fans. United by the music, guys who made us feel complete. The songs of Jimmy, Janis, Crosby, Nash, Youngs and Stills, whose voices we did. And we memorized their every line, like there were jewels before our feet. Well, Santana took us tribal, Joan Baez kept it real. Her protest song singing, remember why we came here. Our revolution, it had begun. So I was standing on the stage of tomorrow, a vast sea of young hope, looking for the light and the promise that a difference we could provoke. Standing strong for our cause now, one of the greatest anthems of rock and roll. By the time we got to Woodstock, I'm told it never gets old. It shaped a generation, that song for one and all. But the spirit of Woodstock is embedded in our brains, and all the freaky flashbacks that we were promised, they never came. But I was a flashing color wheel, spinning rainbows out of control. All our senses tingling and alive. Hearts beating faster in a touchy-feely crowd. Running naked, free love through the woods. That feeling of freedom caught us like a surging water wall. I can't explain the exact feeling. One thing I do know above all, you should have been there. You should have been there.